This is Fresh Air. It's been 10 years since Kate Winslet starred on HBO in a miniseries remake of Mildred Pierce. This weekend, she's back, playing the title role in another very somber HBO drama, Mayor of Easttown. This time, she plays the lead detective in a small town in southeastern Pennsylvania, who is haunted by an unsolved case as well as her own past. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
Mayor of Easttown is both a mystery story and a character study. HBO provided only 5 of its 7 installments for preview, so I don't know precisely how its central mystery concludes, much less how satisfying that ending will be. But based on the 5 hours that begin rolling out on Sunday, we do get to really learn about and care about many of these residents of Easttown. So well, in fact, that by the time the camera pans across their faces as they all sit in church listening to a sermon, you can almost hear their individual thoughts. What takes longer to learn are their secrets and their hidden pasts, and they all seem to have them, including Mayor. Mayor is a former member of the town's high school basketball team that won a championship decades ago, thanks to Mayor's buzzer-beating winning shot. There's a silver anniversary celebration being planned, but Mayor is focused on a different anniversary. It's been 1 year since the daughter of another member of that same team went missing. Mayor, now the lead detective of the Easttown Police Force, is haunted by that past event, but also by tragedies in her own past, which are revealed slowly throughout this miniseries. And then, suddenly, there's another case for Mayor to deal with, when a young woman is found dead. Mayor brings Dylan, the girl's boyfriend and the father of their baby named DJ, to the station for interrogation. This town is so small, and the people's lives so intertwined, that when Dylan's cell phone vibrates while they're talking and a woman's first name comes up, Mayor guesses instantly who it is, and doesn't let up. You can tell a lot about Mayor and her personality and attitude by the way she keeps pushing Dylan's buttons during the interrogation. Here's Kate Winslet as Mayor with Jack Mulhern as Dylan.
Like I said, things aren't really good between us right now. So, we...
Brianna. Is that Brianna Del Rosso? She your new girlfriend?
I don't have a new girlfriend.
What time did you leave the woods?
I got home around midnight.
That's not what I asked. I asked you what time you left the woods.
Well, if I got home around midnight, then I probably left the woods at 11:45. You can ask my mom if you want to.
Why would I ask your mom?
Because she was awake.
It's okay if you want to go ahead and get that. I can give you...
No, she was in the den and she was feeding DJ and because his teeth hurt. And she wanted to give him some milk and... She asked me to get some, and I didn't know where any was, and...
Well, you should keep mine in the fridge.
Well, the kitchen fridge was full, so we usually keep some extra out in the garage fridge, so that's where I went.
Dylan,
right?
Listen, did you have anything to do with Aaron's death last night?
No.
Because looking at things right now, you're the only person with a reason to commit this crime.
I didn't kill Aaron. You're not going to put that on me. I didn't kill her.
I hope you're not lying.
Mayor is very good at asking questions because she seems to go through her whole life interrogating people and keeping them at arm's length. That's true even of her mother, who's played here with yet another of her recent fabulous performances by Jean Smart. Guy Pearce, who co-starred with Winslet in Mildred Pierce a decade ago, plays a potential romantic interest, but Mayor is much more wary than interested. And Evan Peters, from the X-Men and American Horror Story franchises, plays a county police investigator paired with Mayor on the new case. She's even more wary of him, but like everyone else in Easttown, they have their own issues, motives, and perspectives. Brad Inglesby created Mayor of Easttown, and Craig Zobel directed it, with different perspectives in mind from the start. The way the camera lingers when Mayor leaves a room, so we get to see the wry smile or annoyed frown on Jean Smart's face as Mayor's put-upon mother, is almost like giving other characters equal time. And that goes not only for Mayor's mom, but at other moments for Mayor's daughter, her ex-husband, and almost everyone else in town. Yet this writer-director team holds back as much as it gives. Many scenes you'd expect to be showcased happen off-camera instead. And what is shown on camera, no matter what character is being followed, is more likely than not to be bleak. Mayor of Easttown is a drama that draws you in, but the world it's drawing you into is a dark one. Mayor of Easttown is reminiscent of some other recent HBO miniseries. Dramas about murders and hidden secrets, starring actresses who are taking time off from the movies to explore longer, often more challenging roles on the small screen. HBO alone has given us several powerful dramas about women investigating or harboring sinister secrets in their own small towns, including Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman in Big Little Lies, and Amy Adams in Sharp Objects. Like both of those, Mayor of Easttown is relentlessly somber, yet increasingly captivating, and features a bold, brave leading performance. Mayor, the character played by Kate Winslet, isn't always likable or even relatable in this new series. Mayor has made some bad mistakes in her life and is about to make a few more. But though the character of Mayor is flawed, the miniseries Mayor of Easttown is not. Added to HBO's increasingly long list of excellent miniseries showcasing some equally excellent actresses.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. On Monday's show, we hear from Julie Lithcott-Hames, whose best-selling book warned parents about the dangers of micromanaging their kids' lives. Her new book, Your Turn, has advice aimed at young adults trying to cope in today's world. And we'll talk about her powerful memoir, True American, about the emotional and cultural challenges she faced growing up as a mixed-race child. I hope you can join us.